you know, when I found out this gentleman was running, I said, wait a minute, I know that name, Dominic Thorne. He'll be on the Republican and conservative lines. He is vying for the 7th legislative seat in Suffolk County, and we welcome him to the airwaves. He's back. Dominic Thorne, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, sir? Good to have you here.
Jay, I always love your introductions. How are you, sir? It's great to speak with you again.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a while. The last time was at the airport, and we were just kind of making our merry way in and around, and that's where you introduced yourself. And, you know, listen, you made a run prior and everything else. You're going back to the 7th. What is it about this year? Because I'm noticing a little more confidence in the Dominic Thorne that I've known way back.
Well, Jay, I got to tell you, first of all, I owe all of my success in this campaign so far to volunteers, to folks that are willing to go out and knock doors with me. We've put hundreds of volunteers on the street. And, you know, we're just talking to people. We're telling them the truth. We're not sugarcoating it, but we're not being mean. And at the end of the day, when we talk about things like, you know, campaign finance, the $1.8 million that the competitor put in to finance public campaigns, when we're 62 out of 62 in the state for financial outlook, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow. And then when they hear about, oh, the county's got $500 million in surplus, and I heard Brandon, my running mate up there in the 6th, and he's absolutely right. It's smoke and mirrors. The fact of the matter is that that's stimulus money. That is not surplus. And the way they're burning through that won't be there much longer anyway. There's no fiscal sanity. There's no unsafe streets as far as I'm concerned. And there are forgotten neighborhoods. You know, there's the north end of Memphis, Gordon Heights, south end of Middle Island, East Patchogue, North Belfort. All these neighborhoods are part of the 7th LD. Now, you know I live in the village of Patchogue, and I'm proud to live here. But the 7th LD is bigger than one village. It's bigger than one area. And I was excited to run again. I am honored to run again. As you said, I'm on the Republican and conservative line. And we are just out knocking doors. We reached 8,000 doors the other day. We have a lot of good patriot groups behind us. And we are proud to run, Dave, to restore some fiscal sanity and to make us a safer, more affordable county.
Good, Dom. And I brought it up with Brendan. You know, you look at the cost of living. The roads are a disgrace. You look at the fees, $100 million in increased fees over the years. Parks, burglar alarm, mortgage, vehicle reg, red light camera. The red light camera deal is a joke. You know, if you're telling me you're reaping the benefits of $30 million, why? Because we don't know how to manage anything here. I mean, if you look at it logically, think about this, folks. If you're not getting the aid from the government during this pandemic, as Suffolk County has, and by the way, thank Lee Zeldin for that. I don't know where this county would be right now from a fiscal standpoint, Dom. You know,
we'd be picking up cans on the side of the road to pay our bills, Jay. That's what we'd be.
And I mean, that's what people talk to me about. You know, they look at it from an economic dollar and cents, and it's been an absolute disaster. So it's just trying to restore some semblance, right? As far as the economics of it all, we haven't seen that.
Common sense, you know, and that's what the county and my competitor appear to lack. You know, they talk about, you know, I protect the tax dollars and I support this and that. And at the end of the day, it's smoke and mirrors. At the end of the day, I mean, Jay, we have a child protective service that is seriously overloaded. We pay public health nurses, a contract public health nurses, $170 an hour instead of hiring our own, because we won't bring up their base salary a little bit to save us a vast amount of money about putting Suffolk County residents back to work instead of contract nurses that we have no idea where they come from. Well, how does that make common sense? $170 per nurse per hour. That's absurd. That's bad business. You don't have to be an economist to figure out that the way they're spending your money is wrong. And then they go and spend their money on campaigns. I can't believe it. It infuriates me that public funds, and that comes out of the casino, because that's the big thing. Oh, it's not tax money, it's public funds from the casino. But at the end of the day, it's still public funds. We can use it on so many things. And why is nobody suing the state of New York? I want my tax dollars to come back here and your tax dollars to come back here. I will force the state of New York to come down here and repaved Sunrise Highway, repaved along the expressway. How about 25 up by your house? All of those roads are deplorable, and because of one party rule, nothing is happening. Nothing is going on, and there's no protection for us, the taxpayers, out here, because nobody wants to speak up. I don't think anything won't be my job when I become the legislator. I really don't, because at the end of the day, you are supposed to protect the public. And if you're not doing that because you just follow along with the party line, well, that's a problem.
There's a reason why Nassau County and $75 million went towards road paving. And a lot of people say, well, what the hell happened in Suffolk County? And you know, you got to wonder. You got to wonder how this is being managed properly. It's not. It really isn't. It's deplorable. It really is. And that's why, you know, you talk about trying to level out the playing field here so that you can at least have a say as a lawmaker. I mean, my goodness. Now, listen, you ran prior. Do you notice the change? You're banging on doors left and right. It's the only way Thorne gets it. He's a hardworking guy. What have you noticed? I mean, are people more frustrated now than prior? I mean, do you get a sense that the mindset is different this time around?
I absolutely do, Jay. When we knock on doors, historically when you do that, because as you know, I've helped the various candidates that I truly believe in, like Congressman Zeldin, God willing, he's our next governor. And Ray Tierney is a great man as well. But at the end of the day, when I knock on their door, it's not, all right, I'll think about it. It's like, oh, I'm with you. I've had enough. If I could tell you how many times I've heard, I've had enough, I tell you what, I would be a rich man if I had a penny for every time I heard it. Because these folks are angry, and they're frustrated. And they don't understand why their streets aren't safe. They don't understand why when they want to, you know, when they want to go out and gaze at the stars, there's a permit for that. And taxes and fees, like Brandon said before me, is absolutely out of control. You know, money out of your pocket is still money out of your pocket. It's still what puts bread and milk on your table for your children. And when you constantly tax and fee, and fees, as you said, are out of control, when you do it all of the time, that's still money out of taxpayers' pocket. And we need someone that's going to stand up and say, no, no more. You are not taxes anymore. We're not an ATM machine. We are at Wits End. Our youth is leaving in droves, and we have to maintain our island. We have to take care of our roads. We have to take care of our police. We have to take care of our public employees. And, you know, there are some great people out in the street. And I'm not, listen, Jay, I have no special interest money in my coffers. I'm proud of it. But at the end of the day, there are some hardworking union members out there every day to try to make a difference, and they simply can't because the county has mismanaged their departments and their money for the last, since 2005.
Implore people to think before they punch the ballot, you know. Think about it. And that's the key thing. From a fiscal standpoint, this county has been treading water forever, okay? Forever. We talked about it over and over again, okay? It's got to end. It's got to stop, okay? Somehow, some way. This is why a bipartisan way is the right way, in my estimation, because it levels out the playing field. One-party rule does not work anymore, okay?
No,
and that's
sir.
What it's all about. One-party rule doesn't work. I mean, you see it going on before our very eyes as far as how Washington is going about their business. And look how Albany's doing. How are they doing, folks?
That's right.
It doesn't work. And that's why I implore people to head to the polls and get it done. Dominic Thorne in the 7th Legislative District, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find them on the Republican and conservative lines November the 2nd, 12 days out. Don't forget early voting starts on Saturday. Dom, we'll bring you back. Time is short. So am I. So, in essence, we thank you, and we wish you the best. We'll follow your trek, and we'll keep an eye on things for you.
Well, Jay, I just want to thank you for putting me on the program, and it's been said many times. You've got educated listeners. I love that. I love an educated voter. But it's really time to take back our county and make it a safer, more affordable county. Like, enough is enough. So thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon. I love speaking with you.